Okay, Boker Tov to everyone. Today's learning is sponsored by the Seidenfeld family, in honor of Simcha Ben Shlomo, a survivor who spent most of the war in a Siberian work camp, moved to a small town in Canada, and was someone who really, for his family, his community, was a model of what Torah looks like, what community looks like, what mitzvot look like, even after surviving the war, and it's something to think about. I have to be honest with you. Chamishi in this week's parsha doesn't tell me anything new. It was actually a little disappointing. I open up Chamishi, and there's a new word that appears in Parsha Truma. Venatata. Put. Place. Whereas the entire parsha until this point is all about, here's what the kelim, the vessels of the Mishkan, need to look like. Go build them. And this Aliyah brings in a new idea. Placement. Natata. How do the pieces go together? It's kind of like, you know, when my kids take a Lego, first they build each individual piece and ship or car or person separately, and then you move them into a platform and, you know, you kind of construct them within a larger structure. This Chamishi is about placement. And I think it really begs the question of, why do I need all the details? The parsha, Truma, Tetzaveh, Vayakel, Pikudeh. I mean, honestly, if you had just told me, build it and put it together, you know, it'd be a lot easier. It'd be a lot quicker parsha. Bar Mitzvah boys this week would probably be a lot happier. Why do I need all the detail, not just about the ingredients, what it's supposed to look like, but about its construction, and then about its placement and putting it together? The truth is, the larger question is even bigger. You know, creation of the world, how many psukim was that? Like the first perek. God creating the world, the first perek. Creating the Mishkan, four parshiot. 250 psukim. And it's almost as if the Torah is really telling us that there's something super important about the parshiot of the Mishkan, about us building the Mishkan, that it needs more details. Then yeah, whatever, God created the world. It took 7 days. You know, He created a couple things each day. Yeah, you don't need so many more details. But the Mishkan, we need to know every detail and what happened at every moment. You know, we often I often find that reading, you know, reading is a complex tool. How do you read? How does reading interact in your mind? You know, sometimes we read something, and we just assume it's a list, it's a laws. We read, we move on. Sometimes when you read, the way I think reading is supposed to be, is it triggers an image in your head. It triggers memories. You know, it's almost as if you have a film going on in your head. You can read a text, right? Guys that have learned Gemara with me, not, I don't want you just to learn the Gemara, but make it real. Paint me a picture. Give me an example. That's what reading is. Reading is supposed to be the best film out there, which is why read more, watch less, because it's the same thing. Do it yourself. Stop being a lazy reader or watching TV. Come up with a film in your head. And if you put the film into your head, then this week's Parsha becomes transformative. The Parsha is you standing in the place of Am Yisrael, building, investing, working on the Mishkan. Because you just left Mitzrayim, and God said, this is how you take our Sinai with you. And Am Yisrael is involved, and they're watching, and they're excited, because they're going to build the Mishkan, walk through the desert, go to Eretz Yisrael, and I want to be part of it. And what we have to imagine, when we read this week's Parsha, and next week's Parsha, and the Parshiot after, is what would it be like if I was there in the desert, building the Mishkan. How excited would I have been to see the plans come to fruition? To watch it, the Mishkan, unfold in front of me. Remember, Mishkan is in the heart, in the center of all the camps. Everyone is watching. What does that look like every day, getting ready for the Mishkan, and then of course the unveiling of the Mishkan? For anyone who's not as excited as I am right now, I think that means that these parshiyot, and perhaps if we've never done this before, maybe we need to think about if the Mishkan seems a little foreign to us, and we're not that excited about building the Mishkan, perhaps we need to learn a lot more about it. And perhaps this is a really good opportunity, Parsha Truma, Tetzava, Vayakov, Pikudei, to open the Chumash, Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. What was the Mishkan? What should it look like? Okay, I'm just holding in front of me two Svarim from the library. They're both in English. They both have pictures and explanations. Okay, the Mishkan Treasury, the third Beit HaMikdash. Get a sense of what the Mikdash, the Mishkan, is supposed to look like. Because I got to be really honest with you. We say every day in Davening, right? Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu. You say this in Shmon Esrei three times a day. You say it during the week. You say it on Shabbat. You say it on Yom Tov. Ve'ashev et avodah l'dvir beitecha. We ask God, we want to come bring the Beit HaMikdash back. Do you really want it back? Do you really even know what that means? Do you know what it's meant to look like? Do you really care about it? Well, there's only one way to do that. And that's to start learning about the Mishkan. To start learning about the Kelim. To start learning about the Beit HaMikdash. And if you haven't started Shnayim Mikra this week, despite that one might think, oh no, it's just a list of the Kelim, maybe this is the best week to start Shnayim Mikra. Maybe this is the best week to start saying, I'm here living in Eretz Yisrael. I'm living literally a couple of kilometers away from the Makom HaMikdash. We daven every day facing the Beit HaMikdash. Maybe it's time to learn a lot more about it. Have a good day.